Oh, you're most welcome, Claire.
So tell us exactly how this smart lane works.
Well, what will happen, commuters will see those who are exiting downtown Columbus heading east on I-670 when traffic gets so congested that the average mile per hour drops below 45 miles per hour with the traffic traveling eastbound. A lane will open. The former shoulder will open next to the concrete median barrier, and you will see a green X above that, which will let the drivers know that they will be allowed to use that extra lane to move traffic eastbound.
Why not build another lane that's open 24/7 instead of just during heavy traffic?
We at ODOT are using technology to make the best of the existing infrastructure we have. So we have pavement out there that we can use. Putting in an additional lane would cost $100 million per when you look at everything going on in terms of what you have to do in terms of environmental clearance, disruption to the community. All these things factor into this. So what we're looking at ODOT is making more of what we have.
Do you think that people will understand how it works, or are we going to have another roundabout situation where people confronted with a new type of road have some trouble?
We think this will be much easier to understand than a roundabout. It's just an additional lane and moving left. But we are concerned that people use it at the appropriate time, so we will have additional freeway patrols out there. We're working with the State Highway Patrol and Columbus Police Department to make sure that the lane is used as planned.
There are lots of congested places in the city or around Central Ohio. How did you choose this specific location on 670?
This specific location was chosen because it fits the template of what has worked elsewhere. We have ample pavement on the inside shoulder. There are other areas where it would not work because the shoulders are too narrow. We had the width of pavement here where it would work, and it is a very congested route, so we saw benefit to this. We saw benefit to taking care of that traffic that stops almost every evening, leaving downtown Columbus, going to Points East, Gahanna, Black Lick, Easton, New Albany, Westerville. A lot of traffic moves northeasterly every evening.
How much did it cost?
Overall, the project cost about $61 million, but most of that cost was actually in reconfiguring the existing interchange at 270 and I-670. That has already opened, and we're seeing great benefit from that. What we are doing is what we promised we would do when we were entrusted with more dollars to invest in this infrastructure system for the citizens of Ohio. We're fixing the pinch points, and that was a critical pinch point. So you add the removal of that pinch point in that additional lane, traffic should move much better on the evening commutes for people in Central Ohio. We're looking at safer commutes, fewer accidents, more reliability. We hope and we expect that the commute times will be shorter, but what we're looking at is predictability, that when you leave your job or wherever you are in Central Ohio in the Central Business District, that you will know that it's going to take you 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Reliability is critical. So we view that as a benchmark of success. That's what success will look like for us a year from now. And we are looking at replicating this type of technology in other areas of the state, including Cincinnati.
Jack Marchbanks, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You are welcome, Claire. Take care.
Jack Marchbanks is the director of the Ohio Department of Transportation. Today, they opened the state's first ever smart lane on 670.